The jockeying for position to fill the seat soon to be vacated by Illinois Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. is well underway. Jackson, the son of the civil rights leader of the same name, resigned last week, acknowledging treatment for bipolar disorder and a federal investigation into his campaign spending. He's also the focus of a House Ethics Committee investigation into any connection he might have to former Governor Rob Blagojevich's attempt to sell the Senate seat vacated by President Obama. You'll remember a friend of Jackson's offered Blagojevich a large campaign contribution if Jackson were to be appointed. Jackson says he was unaware of that offer. Well, yesterday, Illinois' current governor, Pat Quinn, announced that a special primary election will be held in February. Natalie Moore is with WBEZ in Chicago. Natalie, how is the thought of a special election reverberating there?
These seats don't come open very often. Representative Jackson had been in the seat for 17 years, so you have lots of people, even before the resignation happened, who were jockeying for the seat. The rumor mill had been spinning for months, and now slowly you have folks who are publicly flirting and then those who are outright saying that they are going to run.
One of those very publicly flirting is Debbie Halverson, the former Democratic representative who ran against Jackson this year and lost. And she said, you know, as you said, they don't come up very often, these seats, and you can have them for life. And who else is throwing the hat in the ring?
There's another Illinois state senator who says she's forming an exploratory committee. There's a city councilman who has said the same thing. There is a pastor. Those are the folks who have been a little bit more upfront. Mm-hmm. And then you have people who, other councilmen, other state representatives who've said, oh, I'm interested too. I'm looking into it.
And what is the thinking about what kind of a kingmaker Jesse Jackson Sr., you know, the Jackson family, so instrumental in Illinois politics, what's the sense of whether or not they can be kingmakers in this? They can help determine who the candidate will be.
Jesse Jackson Sr. has been very quiet throughout this ordeal, even when his son announced months ago his leave of absence and that he was sick. You haven't heard anything, outside of, you know, he's in our prayers. And then there are rumors that Jackson Jr.'s wife is interested in the seat. That would be Sandy Jackson, who's currently a city councilwoman.
Yeah. You mentioned Jesse Jackson Sr. being somewhat quiet. What has this been like to watch this story unfold? Jesse Jackson Jr. sort of disappearing, his aides at first saying he was being treated for exhaustion, then it's revealed he is bipolar or is being treated for that. He winning his seat even though he didn't campaign this year because of the illness.
It hasn't been a pretty story to watch. Jesse Jackson Jr. was always looked at as having so much potential, and people in the district have been pretty supportive of him. People have asked me, why would they reelect him if he's been MIA? But he had a 17-year record for people, and there is sympathy about his illness, and he was gone for 5 months, which in the scale of 17 years has allowed his constituents to feel a little more patience. And the district has changed. Debbie Halverson, who you mentioned, ran against him because she lost her seat previously, and there was some redistricting. And there's some more rural parts of the district now.
Well, it's a district that was once 68% black, but the remapping leaves it, I think, 54% black. So, you know, there is concern on the part of some black leaders that it might not be represented by an African-American. Debbie Halverson is white, so there might be change afoot.
Right, especially if it's a crowded field.
Yeah.
So I think that there are folks, you know, operatives who are talking now, what kind of slate can we get, who should stay in, who should drop out, because the black vote could very well be split and Debbie Halverson could get in, and whoever wins the primary is very likely to win the general election because it is a Democratic district.
You say this has been uncomfortable to watch. Another aspect of the Jesse Jackson story, investigations. When is this all going to play out?
That's a very good question, and I don't think anyone in the public knows yet. The rumor mill had been circulating that he was going to resign. Now that has happened. I wouldn't be surprised if very soon we see the next step, whether he is formally charged or if there is some sort of plea or if it's simply more details coming out about the investigation. I think his resignation is a signal to that.
Natalie Moore of WBEZ in Chicago. Natalie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, quick break. And then important information about prostate cancer treatment. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.